We're going to be claiming that this morning. I think that we would all admit that we're in a crisis. Don't you agree? Personally, at home, in our church, in our world. And I just want to share a couple quotes with you. Prophets and Kings tells us it was because Elijah was a man of large faith that God could use him in the grave crisis in the history of Israel. As he prayed, his faith reached out and grasped the promises of heaven, and he persevered in prayer until his petitions were answered. He did not wait for the full evidence that God had heard him, but he was willing to venture all on the slightest token of divine favor. And yet what he was enabled to do under God, all may do in their sphere of activity in God's service. Faith such as this is needed in the world today. Faith that will lay hold on the promises of God, God's word, and refuse to let go until heaven hears. That's why this morning we are daring to take God at his word. You know, in Matthew 17:20, it says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now, first off, grain of a mustard seed. Like, is this all about, like, trying to muster up that, oh, if I could only have just this much faith, you know, God would do great things. This is not the way that we should be looking at this verse. It's about the great God that we serve. He's just asking, just step forward with what you have. Just step forward. We're told that we've all been given a little measure of faith, and we can grow that. Just step forward with what he's given you. And he is the one that will remove mountains in our lives. He's the one that tells us the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. There's nothing impossible with him. How many of you feel like you're in need of God to move some mountains in your life? Yeah, most of us are. We all are, if we were honest. There's mountains in our lives that we need God to remove. I want to share another verse before we actually go into a very special time of prayer. And this one you're very familiar with. James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So God gives us a promise here as we come together, confessing our faults and praying one another in humility and repentance that we will be healed. I just like to change this verse just a little bit, though. And I say, confess your mountains one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. You know, the theme of this whole week here at camp meeting is deeper yet. Do you feel this morning in need of a deeper experience with Jesus? How many of you feel that need? I want a deeper experience with Jesus than I have yet had. And this is what I need. This is what I'm crying for as I wake up in the morning. And even this morning, I'm just like, Lord, I need a deeper filling of you, a deeper experience with you today. This is where we are, and this is what we need to seek after. One more quote here that two more things I'm going to share, and then we're going to go forward. You're very familiar with this verse. This passage in Steps to Christ 94, the whole chapter on prayer in Steps to Christ is powerful. If you want to understand prayer deeper, a deeper experience in prayer. But we're told prayer is the key in the hand of faith to unlock heaven's storehouse where are treasured the boundless resources of omnipotence. Prayer is the key. Let's just talk about this just for a second here. Prayer is the key in the hand, and that prayer must be founded upon the word. But what turns the key in heaven? It's faith. So God has given us the key, but if we do not exercise faith and turn the key, we're still not going to see those answers. We're still not going to see the miracles and the mountains move that we desperately need. But both prayer and faith are founded on God's word. And that is the rock that we stand upon. That is the backbone that we stand upon. Prayer and faith will do what no power on earth can accomplish, Ellen White says in Ministry of Healing, page 519. So, one last verse. Malachi 3:10 says, prove me and see if I will not open you the windows and pour out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Can you say amen? Amen. Now this passage in the context, if you're familiar with it, is actually referring to the tithes and offerings. But this passage in promise is not limited to tithes and offerings. God wants us to prove his word. He wants us to trust him. So again, how many of you feel, I want a deeper experience, a deeper breakthrough, a deeper revival in my life? Yes. If we seek that with all of our heart, God's going to give that. This morning, we are going to dedicate the time specifically to prayer. You know, because we've been talking a lot about the power of prayer. I've shared a lot of stories about prayer. But we need to take some time to actually pray. We can talk, and really, the enemy, I have learned, doesn't mind if we spend a lot of time talking about our problems. And he doesn't mind if we spend a lot of time talking about God's great power, as long as we don't get on our knees and pray. Okay, we're not going to get on our knees this morning, but we are going to pray. And what we're going to do, I will explain to you here. When I do this with churches and places I go, I'm actually, people end up sharing that this is the favorite part of what we do. And you'll see why here in just a moment. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to get up out of your comfortable chairs and come surround me right up here in the very front. We're going to press together like a family. If you got a coat on, you might want to take it off because we're going to get cozy up here together. Just come up here and let's surround me just like it says there in the picture. And if you have a hard time standing too long, Elder Borga said, you know, we're sitting too much. That's true. This morning we're not going to sit. We're going to stand. But if you need to sit on the front rows, you're welcome to do that. But we want you to come close together. Please come here in front of me as well. We're going to press together. So go ahead and fill in the space. And for those that arrive after we begin, hopefully they see that we want to press together. And I want, Juliet and Andre, you're not too far away because you're going to help me here eventually once we get going. Okay, can we press a little bit closer so people are together a little bit more? Okay, now first off, there are some that are right here close, but I'm not going to pick on any one person. This is going to be something that you're going to ask for. Whoops, is my microphone... No, that's my Bible. Is there a microphone behind you on the organ? Like a remote. Yeah, that's what I need. So I have this, but this is actually going to be... Can you test and see if that works?
1, 2, 3.
Yep. Okay, thank you so much. What we are going to do this morning is we've already admitted that we have needs. We're going to take turns. We're not necessarily going to get through everyone at this time. But what we're going to do is I'm going to take turns praying over each one of you. And we're going to press together. The Bible says if two or more of you shall agree as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them. Aren't you glad it doesn't say if 200 or 300 agree? It says if two or more agree, okay? So what we're going to do this morning, just for sake of time, we're going to have two of us pray. I'm going to ask one of you in the crowd here that may identify with the prayer request that's being asked for, that's going to say, I would like to pray. And then either myself or Juliet or Andre are going to close that time or that prayer for that individual. However, we're going to keep our prayers brief. I want to remind you once again, we are told that our lengthy prayers should be for the prayer closet, and when we're together in a public group, we keep our prayers brief and right to the point. And the most powerful way that we can pray as a family is claiming the Word of God. Now, whether you know the Word of God word for word, or you know in your heart what you've read in Scripture and you can't recite it perfectly, that's okay. Still claim the promise. If you know it, anything that God brings to your mind, you claim that word. So we're just going to pray short, brief prayers in faith that God will take us deeper. And we're going to take turns. Oh, I don't know. I don't think we need that. Thank you. Oh, okay. Okay. As long as we turn it off after we have the picture, because that's... Can you hear me? Okay. I still have a microphone. I'll try to... Okay. When I have somebody else share, I'll use this, okay? So whoever's praying is going to have a microphone. Okay. One more thing I want to say besides keeping the prayers short. One more thing that I want to say. This is not the time that we're actually going to be praying for our children or for the other areas that surround our lives. Today we are praying for ourselves, that God would give us a deeper experience personally, because you have family, you have children, you have brokenness in your lives and homes and surrounding, but God wants to make us strong so that we can stand in the gap and be effective praying for those others. Now, we agree with you in prayer, and at the end, we will actually do a collective prayer for your children and for those areas in our lives. But right now, I want the focus to be, this is for me, this is for you. And I just want you to share, as we bring you forward, those that are willing for us to pray for them, I want you to share, can you please pray for this for me? You don't need to share all the personal things. I'm not asking you to. You're welcome to share what you want to very briefly. But just share, you know, I need God to take away my pride. I need him to show me how to have a devotional life. I need him to heal me of an addiction that I'm struggling with, this or that. You just share what you're comfortable with. We're not asking you to spill it all out here. But we're just going to surround you and pray for you, for those things that God will revive you. And as he revives and fortifies you, he will make you stronger. Make sense? Okay. So, first off, who would be the first person to be willing to be prayed for? So you come right here into the center. And I'm going to ask you your name, and I'm going to ask you to share very briefly, in a sentence or two, if possible, what we're going to pray for.